Find out how you can receive a lump sum payment to get the money you need. For free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. 1-800-900-9954.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Coming here. I told you.
My favorite part of the song coming up right here.
Right there?
Yeah.
Oh, the bass.
Yeah.
That's right. Somebody said you're a bass player.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
You gotta get yourself a band together.
I started playing bass again.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel.
All right, we got some time to talk. Tell you what, I'll make a lot of time to talk. How about that? I'll get some business out of the way, and that'll open it up, and you folks will have a big chunk of time to call and vent or whatever you want to do. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. Give me a minute to tell you about Thompson Price, who's not only an advertiser but a friend. And you give me a minute to do that, we'll take a bunch of calls and have a whole lot of time to talk before Joe Hipperson gets in here. Tom Price and his wife actually taught me how to play spades. I don't know anything about card games like pinochle, bridge. I have no idea how to play bridge. Those were games that my parents would play, and their old friends, and when they'd come over to me, they had a Rook Club. Have you ever heard of that game? Rook?
No.
It's a card game, and there's probably 800 card games. What card games do you know?
Oh boy! I mean, heart spades, all the poker games.
I'm stupid about it because they taught us how to play spades. Tom Price and his wife Candy. And then literally, one time was when we were on the trip together, the group trip, the station trip, the listeners, and so we play spades. And I must have some sort of a mental deficiency because I can't understand, and I'm not good at those games. And then we met again, it was months later, and they wanted to play cards, and I had to be retaught all over. It's like I never played it. I don't get it. I know a poker hand. I've paid dearly to learn how to play video poker, but I don't know the other card game. The reason I mention this is these are a couple of just wonderful people. Tom Price and his wife are just regular, nice people. Ask anybody who went on our trip when they went along. Everybody enjoyed being around them. And this is the kind of people that I like to have as friends and I like to do business with. And I think you'd like doing business with Tom Price and his whole staff as well. Just genuinely decent people who run a good, solid, honest business that happens to be about three notches above most kitchen and bath businesses. I have been in the home on a couple of occasions of homes of people who had their kitchen and bathrooms remodeled, and they had nothing but horror stories to say, and they said, whatever you do, don't ever use, and then they named the company. The opposite is true with Tom Price. I'd tell anybody. They said, who did your kitchen? Who did the bathroom? Who did this other bathroom? Who did the bathroom when you added on your house? Tom Price. Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. Proud to tell them. They're not the least expensive, but you don't want the least expensive unless you just want something slopped together so you can sell the house to somebody else and run. And then two or three years later, you'll be able to tell, hey, this kitchen wasn't really done right. If you want it done right and you want your money's worth, here's the website, thompsonprice.com. Showroom in DePere. Beautiful showroom. It's all there on the website, all the info, thompsonprice.com. Peggy joins us. Hello, Peggy.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
Oh, just fine.
Where are you from with that accent?
Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas.
Yes,
well,
sir.
I like it. How long have you been here?
Too long.
No, no, no. What does that mean? What does that mean?
I came up and made a wrong turn, and I forgot to go back, but I'm trying to get back there.
So you don't like it here?
I do, but I don't like the taxes, and we don't have all these taxes that you have in
Texas, like Florida, Nevada, has no state income tax.
Yeah, and you don't have that 1%, the city thing, and you don't have state tax, and you don't have the personal property tax.
Yeah, but what do you pay for license plates in Texas? You don't have personal property tax, but I'll bet you pay a lot more when you get your tags renewed than
we do. That's true, but I haven't been down there for about 10 years, so I don't know what it costs now.
With the exception of the state income tax, which, by the way, I'd love to not have state income tax, because that's a considerable amount of money. My brother and my dad live in California. My dad doesn't drive, but my brother does. And here, when we go here to get a new sticker for your license plate, it runs, what do you guys think, $30 or something? You know, is that not right?
Yeah.
If you have a fairly new car in California, it's not uncommon, $600-$700 every year for plates. So what they don't have in personal property, they make up other ways. And Texas, though, is actually, isn't the governor of Texas trying to lure a bunch of people from other states to come and move their, relocate their businesses to Texas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and doing a good job. Texas is in really good shape.
Good,
so what can we do for you, Peggy?
Well, Frank, I just want to tell you, I went to school with a young man named Harry Butts. And
Harry
he went with a girl named Liz Finn.
Now, wait, what was her name?
Liz Ben.
Oh, like lesbian.
Liz Ben. Yeah,
Lisbon.
Liz Ben.
Harry Butts and Lisbon.
Yeah, they didn't. they didn't last very long because everybody made fun of them.
Well, I wonder why.
Yeah.
Poor kids.
Yeah, no.
Again, what cruel parents? Your last name is Butts, and I'm assuming B-U-T-Z. Why would you name your kid Harry?
B-U-T-T-S.
Oh, yeah. Even worse.
Wow.
Even worse. What do we name this cute little boy? Let's see. We're the Buttses. Let's name him Harry. Harry Butts.
Yeah, it was a family thing, a family tradition.
Yeah, family tradition of cruelty.
Yeah.
Of cruelty, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I like the way you talk. How old are you?
I'm 66.
Wow, you don't sound, that's my favorite age.
Yeah.
You don't sound like it. You sound young, vibrant, and sexually active. Am I right?
Oh, completely, yes.
I can read them like a book. Well, Peggy, you call anytime and don't leave us.
Oh, thank you, Frank.
All right, thank you.
I wanted to name my son Corey. He was my firstborn son. I wanted to name him Levi and his middle name Gene.
You should have.
Yeah.
Levi Gene Strauss.
Sounds to me like you let your wife make a decision and talk you out of it. I'd name him Levi Gene Strauss. I think it's a great name.
Yeah.
And by the way, not the kind of name you can make fun of the way you make fun of Harry Butts.
No.
It's, what are they going to do with that? Hey, look, here comes Levi Strauss. Oh, okay. So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm Levi Strauss. Let's bring Dan in here. Hello, Dan.
Hi.
No, not you. The guy on the phone. Dan.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Is this the Martin Kilcorn show?
Yes.
No, that show's been taken off the air.
Oh, well,
no,
it's not. Picked off Tuesday.
No, that used to be his show.
Oh, okay.
But
well,
if you're kicked off, we'll take your complaint or your whatever you're griping about.
Okay. Well, my mother went to school with a boy, or I guess man now. His name was Bert Brazier. Bert Brazier, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we try to go through life with that name.
No, I'm telling you, there's some people that have had a pretty tough go through school because kids are cruel.
Yeah, yeah.
Bert Brazier.
Well, I did have a ticked off Tuesday, I don't know, question.
That's all right. We'll take
it. Well, it's one of the commercials that, well, by the way, I'm aiming the PM.
That's good to know.
Hallelujah. And I usually try to use your sponsors, but there's one ad that's running on the KTR station. It's the woman who's losing her hair, and she's crying on the phone.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Oh, well, I've listened to it about 6 times, and I can't listen to it anymore. I have to turn it off. She's in so much pain. And
well, first of all, I'll bet you, I guarantee you she's an actress. It's not a real call.
Well, yes.
You can tell it's not a real call.
Right.
And you're right, a little over the top. I know the commercial, but hey, they pay their bills, and you know,
well,
they're on.
That's true.
Anything else?
No, that's all. I appreciate the time.
All right, Dan, we appreciate it more. Thank you.
It's been my pleasure.
And thanks for listening. Our pleasure too. Ben You're on.
Frank, how you doing?
Good, Ben.
Hey, listen, love your show.
Thank you.
I'm also Abe in the PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. I need you to speak up just a little bit, Ben. You're kind of low there.
Okay. Hey, listen, in Indiana, just south of Michigan, there's a road that is called Big Dick Slick Road.
Big Dick Slick Road?
No, Big Dick Slick Road.
Click?
Thick.
Yeah. L-I-C-K.
Oh, Big Dick Lick Road.
Oh.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I
don't know why that's funny. I don't get it. I'm missing something, I guess.
No, I'm telling you, I swear to God, that's the name of one of the roads there.
We don't doubt you.
I know.
We could look it up. See, we verify everything. Peon's going to look this up. But I believe there is such a road, and I can't believe the townspeople in this day of political correctness didn't get together and go, we have to change that name.
I can't either, and it's right, as you see it right off the highway. Got the big sign hanging right off the highway.
Now, did you live there? How do you know about this?
I'm from Michigan, and I would travel down to Indiana.
And is there a story? Was there a guy named Dick Lick, and he was a big guy?
I honestly don't know, Frank. One of my DJs that I used to listen to when I was up in Michigan talked about it one day. And then one day, me and my wife, we went south, and there sure shit, there it was.
Whoa. Oh, got to edit that out. Sure can't say that word.
No, you can't say that.
You can say Big Dick Lick Road, but you can't say that word you just said.
No.
So we had to block that out there.
All right. Yeah, look it up. Tell
the
truth, bro.
All right. Well, Ben, thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
Yeah. In Detroit, there's an exit. It's Big Beaver Road, and the exit number is 69. So they have T-shirts made up.
No, man.
I don't get that either.
Pian, do you get it?
No.
Why is that funny?
I don't know. I don't know why it was funny, but it says Big Beaver and then exit 69. I don't get that.
I guess I'm just lost.
Brian Farmer called. He and his wife Connie went on our trip with us.
They went on several trips.
And their son Tanner, their son Tanner is a wrestler.
Right.
And Brian called in to say that Tanner won state.
Yeah.
Well, we're not putting that on the air.
No.
Okay, because
it's like personal.
Yeah, it's personal, and most people don't know Tanner, and they don't care, and we're not putting that on the air. Peon, edit out what Dan just said.
All right.
Okay, it's not. Brian, listen to me, Brian. You're a nice guy. We know you had two knees operated on. We know you've been on a lot of trips. But if you think you're going to use the airwaves here for your personal family agenda, it's not going to happen. We don't fall for that. So that's not going to go out that Tanner won state. Okay?
No.
Nobody's going to know about it. Not going to hear it here. Sorry. Tough love.
Yeah.
All right. We move on to Herb. Hello, Herb.
Hey, Frank.
Yes, sir.
I know you like old-time country music.
Well, I don't like the old, that bluegrass type country or that old Ferlin Husky stuff, but I like 80s country music.
Did you ever hear of a song called Who's Going to Fill Their Shoes?
Yes, George Jones.
Yeah, it's a great song.
It's a tremendous song. It's from, I want to say... Boy, the 70s or early 80s?
At least that, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a great song. That's the kind of country music I like.
I figured you would, yeah.
Now, was that anything else?
I got a joke that was told to me 65 years ago.
I probably never heard it. Hang on. All right, go ahead.
Two little kids, 10-year-olds, a girl and a boy,
mm-hmm.
are playing in the backyard.
Yeah.
And the little girl says, I'm bored. She says, well, let's play a different game.
And this is how they pull their pants down?
No.
Okay,
so he said, you want to play pregnant? And she says, how do you play pregnant? He says, well, we go into the bathroom, lie, shave, you throw up.
Well, I shave, you throw up.
While I shave,
you throw up. So it's like a morning sickness joke.
Right.
Except that it's not funny. see, the thing about a joke is it's supposed to be funny.
Yeah, usually they're supposed to.
It was funny when I was 15 years old.
Yeah. Okay, that's okay. Now I'll buy it. That's a good way to get out of it. It was funny. But even you would admit if you were told that joke now, you wouldn't be rolling on the floor.
I'm going to be 80 this year.
Okay.
So I was 15 years old when I heard that story.
Okay, I'm sure it was really funny then, and and we appreciate your telling it no matter how bad it was.
Okay, but if you can get Ian to find that, who's going to fill their shoes, I'd like to, I think you ought to play it.
I think it would bore a lot of the audience. The thing about country music is it's pretty divisive. People either hate it or they love it. I know people that
I'm not a big
they
fan
will
of it.
Not listen to country music.
Yeah, right.
They won't even give it a chance. It's kind of like me with rap and hip-hop, but I actually did try to give it a chance. I can't stand it.
Well, all the names they mentioned in that song, people would know.
No, they wouldn't. I disagree. Only country music people would know those names.
Then I'm a country music person.
Yeah, me too, and right there with you. Thank you, Herb.
Okay, Frank.
All right. Who's going to fill their shoes? Who's
gonna, I thought you said we weren't going
to. Okay, I got carried away. Joe wants to be on, and I don't blame him. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I've been listening to you for years, and I am aiming to PM.
Well, thank you. And that is very possible because I've been on for years.
Well, and this is a first-time caller, so I'm a radio virgin, so take
Well, let's give you a big welcoming round of applause. Joe's first time on the radio. Glad to have you. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm going to call you more often. In fact, I think the way you talk and the things that you say, I think we are the same age, went to the same high school, and dated the same girls.
Well, with DNA testing, we could be related.
We could be. I know we're the same age. I'm 39.
Me too.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
But I wanted to tell you something about odd names. When Adolphus Busch married the Anheuser daughter,
mm-hmm.
Busch got into the brewing business, and he brought over three brewmasters from the old country, and one of them was my great grandfather.
Wow.
And his name was Schittit, S-C-H-I-D-T.
Wow.
Now, see, you can say that because it's somebody's name. Spell it again.
S-C-H-I-D-T. And when he was the brewmaster, and when he started arguing around the young bucks, they called him Old Man and Schittit, but they left the D out of it. Because of that, and then later on, his kids started getting trouble. They changed their name to Shield.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
But I did want to tell you, too, it's kind of a twofold phone call. You talk about American Patriot beer.
Mm-hmm.
I still have the black book with the Hampton recipes for the beer that they used to brew down there. And someday when I can decipher the German writing in there, I'm going to get a beer kit and start making my own beer and see what it tastes like.
Well, I don't know why you'd want to do that, but why not? Why not?
Yeah.
And then if you do and it's good, what are you going to do with it?
Well, I ain't going to do anything with it. But
drink it.
In fact, my sister went down to the brewery one time with the black book and said, hey, this is some of the original stuff. And the guy was kind of aloof. He wasn't even interested in it.
No, he acted like he wasn't interested.
Yeah.
So he didn't want you to think you had something.
I wonder if that's worth anything.
I don't know.
Well, they're going to tell you it's not. Yeah. Don't let go of it.
Right.
Don't let go of it.
That's what I told her. I said, you should have told him, okay, if you don't want it, I'm taking it to Miller.
Well, and you don't need either one of those names. We've got American Patriot now. Did you try it yet?
Not yet, but you know what? That is, I've never really bought anything that you hawk. But American Patriot, I'm going to go out here tomorrow and buy myself a six-pack and sit down and drink it and see what I think.
And I've never had too many other listeners say that I was hawking something, but I am, and I only hawk good things, and I'm telling you, you do it, you call me back, and you let me know.
Hawk, stuff all day long.
Oh, we did have one other caller one time.
I'll call you back and let you know.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
All right. We got a new taster. What was that thing you played?
Yeah, that was that one guy that called in.
Who the heck was that?
I can't remember his name, but...
I thought somebody jumped in on
Joe?
The phone.
Was that Joe? Was that Joe?
No, this was a different guy, but...
The time for believing in fairy tales is over.
He went on a long rant one day.
I miss those people.
Oh, yeah. Man.
We need to get some of those people back. Let's do one more, and then we'll take a break. We'll get Joe Hipperson in here. That's going to be Diane. Hello, Diane. How are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you guys?
Well, you sound sad. You sound sad and miserable. Like you're on the verge
of... Yeah, okay. I guess I got to perk up a little bit, huh?
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, listen. We were listening to those silly names that some of the people were coming up with, and I actually know a guy whose name is Richard Lichtenfeld.
Richard what?
Lichterfeld.
Lichterfeld?
Yes. And when
that's not as good as Dr. Semenoff, the gynecologist.
No.
Okay, well, that's kind of, you can't top that. But also, when I was growing up, I lived out in a little town, and going through to get to the town I lived in, there was a town that was called Bland, Missouri, and they actually have this huge sign on a set of apartments as you go right through the town. It's called the Silverdick Apartments.
Oh. Silverdick Apartments.
Yes, and I have no clue why they call it that.
You know, it sounds like an award you would win in the porn industry.
Well,
yeah. If they're a version of the Academy Awards.
This is a little town out in the middle of nowhere. I can't imagine, you know, but...
Oil can.
Damn.
Hey, did you ever hear about that story out of Wildwood about the old slave road that they're trying to get renamed?
You know what? I saw it briefly. I didn't read the whole story, but I saw the headline, and I didn't, for some reason, go on to read the rest of the story. No. Why? Because they think it's somehow now politically incorrect to have a name called Old Slave?
Well, one of the people that I think that promoted this whole change was a woman who said that she was upset because people were afraid to drive down the road because of its name.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, and I think she's probably just as wacky as they come, but, you know, it takes all kinds.
What is she afraid of? Of what? I mean...
I guess what the word slave...
old slaves are going to come out and get her? There are no old slaves anymore. I don't get that. And by the way, if they change it because of one person, I give up. Really.
Absolutely.
We got to stop letting two people or one person just change everything.
I agree with you, Frank. Hey, you guys have a great day.
Yeah, thank you, Diane. Uh-huh. If anything else, you know, it's a great reminder that we used to have slavery. What the heck? Mm. What's wrong with that? All right, Joe Hipperson. He's on the way. He'll be in here in a second, but we need to have a little chat about Associated Physicians Group in Illinois. Now, there are three of these, I don't like to call them clinics, they're locations, O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville. And I've been hearing from people, getting emails from people going, oh my goodness, I had this, I had that, I went over there and I had got therapy, and my goodness, my life has changed. And the truth is, when you get to be, Peon doesn't know this yet, but when you get over 40 and then over 50, things just start happening to you. You know, Peon doesn't worry about falling on the ice in the winter and breaking things because his bones are still pretty strong.
I'm pretty close.
Yeah, well, you're getting there. Dan has to worry about it a little bit, but not much because he's a skater, so he can kind of recover as he goes to slip on ice. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of people that have to deal with stuff that, you know, 10, 20 years ago they never thought they'd be dealing with. Now, the big four... The big four, meaning the four biggest issues people deal with where they go to Associated Physicians Group for therapy to get these issues resolved. Knee, neck, back, and shoulder. Those are the big ones. But there are people that go in there with disc problems and sciatica and elbow pain and carpal tunnel headaches, migraine headaches. You see, here's the deal. And when I was a kid... I didn't even pay any attention to things because I thought, well, I'm never going to need any of that stuff. That's for old people, sick people. The truth is, there are physicians, and I'm not dissing all physicians, but there are physicians who are knife happy. That's what they call them. They like to operate. And they tell sometimes people, well, you're going to have a knee replacement or hip replacement or this surgery or that, when in fact, sometimes it's not true. With the right kind of therapy and the right kind of people helping you with that therapy, and truly professional people, there are a lot of times when what you thought you were going to have to go through, you're not going to have to go through. And that's their goal at Associated Physicians Group. This is all under the direction of a guy by the name of Dr. William Tom. This guy was trained at the Mayo Clinic. Now, I've never been to the Mayo Clinic, but I know that when you want to mention, there are certain hospitals, like Barnes Jewish in St. Louis got a pretty good reputation. Yeah. St. Jude for Children's. Well, we went to the Mayo Clinic. That means... We got tired of messing around, so we went to the Mayo Clinic. That's where this guy was trained. He's also trained at Washington University, board certified in pain management. They have They have all kinds of people. It's a very impressive staff of people. So my point is this. You know, there is an alternative for a lot of people to knee replacement. There's an alternative for a lot of things. They're in the business of relieving pain and restoring mobility and renewing hope. And I am the one who came up with it. I'm proud to take credit for it. When I met these people, and it was very impressive, I will tell you, I said, APG, how can we get people to remember that? How about this, all pain gone? And they said, wow, that's great. And I said, you owe me $10,000. And they haven't paid me yet. I guess maybe they will. But it's true. The goal is to get rid of the pain. You don't want to just get rid of the symptom. You could do that with what they call Class C narcotics or whatever, like Oxycontin and Vicodin. You want to do that for the rest of your life because you're not fixing anything. You're just you're covering it. You are masking it. Their goal is to get to the cause, fix it, and get you back so you can do whatever it was you were doing before, whether it's kickboxing or riding a bicycle or whatever you were doing. APG, here's their website if you want to know more. And, of course, you can go to frankopinion.com, and there's a link there. Again, they're in O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville, and hopefully coming before too long, I'll have information about a Missouri location. But for now, O'Fallon, Swansea, Edwardsville, APG, apgpain.com.
Time to check traffic airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
And things are looking pretty good right now, Dan. We followed westbound 64 from downtown out through Highway 270, and it's a great run as you go out. A little heavy in the valley as you approach the Boone Bridge. On eastbound 64, you are slowing in Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. Pretty good from 5570 through 64. On northbound 170, you've got some stop-and-go traffic from 70 up through Airport Road. Looks like what I'm looking at now, you're slow from the McKelvey Overpass on westbound 70 to the Blanchett Bridge. Southbound 270 looks like it is slow now from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Allstate. You can't prevent the unexpected, but you can prepare for it with an Allstate agent. They'll help you get the right protection at the right price. Are you in good hands? With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
McGraw-Millhaven has one new thing to do to get ready for his morning show.
Carney, makeup!
Because now you can watch him on TV, KTRS-TV.
Carney, get in here. I need your blush.
And here's how. Between 6 and 10 a.m. weekday mornings, go to KTRS.com. Click play on the homepage and watch McGraw in the Morning on High Def TV.
Has Carney been using my eyeliner again?
Yes, with four HD cameras, you'll get all sides of traffic, weather, guests, callers, news, and sports live as it happens.
What are Carney's Depends doing here in the studio?
It's radio on TV at KTRS.com, powered by Talison Technologies.
Escape to Brazil and leave your passport at home. Experience Tucano's Brazilian Grill, St. Louis's newest restaurant. Tucano's is a true feast for the senses with fantastic flavors, festive fare, and a fresh kind of fun. Tucano's provides a totally unique experience with a menu that boasts an amazing variety of mouth-watering choices. Skewers of freshly grilled Brazilian-style meats and veggies are brought sizzling from the grill direct to your table. The Tucano's experience includes a huge salad festival with over 70 fresh and tantalizing hot and cold items to choose from. Cheeses, fresh fruit, potatoes, pasta, steamed veggies, and unique soups are just some of what you'll find. All in a setting of elegant fun with a festive Brazilian flair. Tucano's is located in St. Charles at the old Noah's Ark location and open for lunch and dinner. Escape the ordinary and visit Tucano's today. Be sure to call ahead and get your reservation at 636-724-4499.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-977-5279 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-977-5279.
1-800-977-5279 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dad's always taking care of things, but now the house is just too much. I know he worries.
And so do you. That's why there's Westview at Ellisville Assisted Living. What a relief to know that he'll be looked after. From delicious meals and day-to-day activities to making sure he gets his medications and even memory care, we'll be here for him. All with no buy-in fee and affordable month-to-month rent. Schedule a tour today at westviewassistedliving.com. Westview at Ellisville in West County. Life worry-free.
Missouri's state legislature is about to make a decision on a bill that will allow electric companies to add another surcharge to your utility bill. If this legislation passes, Missourians will be forced to pay more for their electricity when rates are already on the rise. The charge will hurt many of us, especially those seniors who are already living on a fixed income. So if you don't want to see an extra line item added to your utility bill later, then speak up now. Call 1-800-378-1844. Tell your legislator to oppose Senate Bill 207 because it would mean unfair increases that would harm Missourians like you. That's 1-800-378-1844. 1-800-378-1844. Paid for by AARP.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
Says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of this Safe Light advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
New Quaker State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at QuakerState.com.
Tip to be square.
The Life of Pi is out today and available. That's all I know. That's my short list. That's the extent of my knowledge, but I'm not Joe Hipperson. The guy in the studio is Joe Hipperson. He's going to tell you the other CDs and the movies, and he's brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Really great stores with a bunch of very pleasant home care surprises with the name Oric on them. Check them out. Here he is, Joe Hipperson, everybody.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Real quickly, I just got an email from a listener named Debbie. Get this. She kept the phone book that had the listing of Charles Schiethead, S-H-I-T-H-E-A-D. She said, I actually have it. And I wrote her back and I said, man, if you could scan it or take a picture, I'd love for Peon to put that on the Facebook page just so people who never saw it, it actually was in the phone book.
Oh, my goodness.
Charles Schiethead, which we'll pronounce Schiethead. So, Debbie, I hope you can pull that off. Joe, what's going on?
You know what? I once took an ad out of a magazine. I think it was a Yellow Pages. Back when I was younger, my friends, I thought it was really funny. And it was for a doctor, Dr. Richard Head. And I'm like, that is awesome. So
you were listening earlier. There is a Dr. Richard Head.
I know. That's why I thought it was, okay, I was juvenile. I was young.
You thought you made it up when
No, I know.
Oh, you cut it out.
It was in the Yellow Pages.
Okay.
We cut it out. Like, oh, man, this
did
is
you
so
hear,
cool.
Did you hear the St. Louis gynecologist name people called about?
No.
Dr. Semenoff?
It's true.
Wow. Yes.
No. Gyno. Great name. Well, you know what? Your name, look at Hipperson. That's it, man. That's, you know, that's you.
And people do, whenever I have to spell my name, I always say H.
What are you, the son of a hippo? You're a hippo son?
When kids in grade school first figured out there was a word called hypocrite, but they didn't know what it meant. Joe, hypocrite. You know what? Define it for me, please. And you know what happened? I get beat up even more. But people think I make it up because it is hip and person, mashed together.
Hip person.
And I was always embarrassed.
It is funny, though, when somebody throws out a word and then you realize they don't even know what it means.
Yeah, yeah.
And they think they're being cool.
And when I tried to spell it in school, I was always embarrassed to say H-I-P-P-E-R.
Oh, P-P.
Yes, everybody would laugh. So yeah. I think I was one of the youngest. Yes, that flashback.
What you should have said was H-I, double P, crooked letter, humpback, humpback, I.
Wow.
Anybody remember that from school?
Oh, sure.
What was it?
Mississippi.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. And I thought that was the funniest thing. M-I, crooked letter, I, humpback, crooked letter, I.
Stupid. You know, I just figured out, I'm not even making this up, it just totally dawned on me that the reason that when I go to the bathroom, I'll say I got to hit the John, I got to take a whiz, I never say I have to pee. I never do that. It's probably because of my last...
Your pee-pee. Mm-hmm.
It's probably because of the pee-pees.
You still have the scars from that.
You are scarred. Man. You're psychologically scarred.
Wow.
You gotta go to counseling.
You need to see if you can get some kind of government money for that.
Yeah, I think I should. So here we go with the new releases. Let's do a couple of things. Music. Bon Jovi. Let's keep doing it. And the new album is called What About Now? Band called Jellyfish have Stack of Tracks. That's their latest album. And Queen doing a 25th anniversary re-release of them live at Wembley Stadium. The big news on the music front, David Bowie, who most of the kids nowadays know is the guy who sings on the soundtrack to every Wes Anderson movie, has a brand new record out. It is called The Next Day. I really wish I could tell you that it was awesome, but it just isn't. And I've tried, but it just isn't good. David Bowie has not been good, in my opinion, until he was hanging out back in the day when he was with Trent Reznor and he got all kind of edgy with the I'm Afraid of American stuff. That was the last edge Bowie had. It's kind of gone. He's been out way too long. On the music front, let's see what we got. Oh, hey, who wants to see Sean Penn in drag?
I don't.
No, great.
I don't.
Avoid, at all cost, a movie called This Must Be the Place. That is the movie where Sean Penn is dressed in drag the whole time. If you remember the name of the group, Ian, the song You Spin Me Round, You Spin Me Right Round. Dead or Alive.
Yes.
The lead singer of Dead or Alive, I think now he fully is a chick with the lip implants, but back in the day in the 80s, that's exactly what Sean Penn looks like. Only after about 20 years of heroin. It's sick and wrong. It's disgusting. No disrespect to people that dress as women that are really men, but Sean Penn is not doing anything for your cause. We've got the 25th anniversary edition, the first time ever on Blu-ray, of Who Framed Roger Rabbit available.
I've never seen that.
Really?
Wow. I know it's animation with Bob Hoskins, but I've never seen the whole thing.
I think with today's CGI and all that, I think it might look a little dated to you, but at the time it came out, it was great because they took all the Disney guys and the Warner Brothers guys, so you had Donald Duck and Daffy Duck in a dueling piano battle with each other. It was a cool merge of everything, and Christopher Lloyd stole the show the entire time.
And what happened
time.
To the career of Bob Hoskins?
Well, he's dead now, isn't he?
Is he dead?
I'm pretty sure he's dead.
But even before he did, it's like he didn't do anything else that I ever saw.
I think he kind of got typecast as the guy who plays with the animated rabbit after that. I mean, before that, he was a serious actor. But
he's still alive.
He's 70 years old.
He's still alive?
Yeah.
At 70.
He was in that movie with Cher. He was in the movie with Cher where...
Moonstruck?
No. Winona Ryder was the daughter. And Winona Ryder was always convinced that she was going to get pregnant somehow and she was changing religions all the time. And Cher was the mom. And I'm telling you, Winona Ryder was the daughter. And I think Christina Ricci was the little kid. And I can't for the life of me remember what it was called, but it was a good family fun movie. And Bob Hoskins was the boyfriend to Cher.
Yeah, somebody on that.
Yeah, he hasn't been in... any good movies recently.
All right, so let's go down the list of some Blu-ray stuff. For the first time ever, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, the Disney animated one, is out on Blu-ray for the first time ever. So is the 1958 Steve McQueen version of The Blob on Blu-ray for the first time ever. Thank God for that. Law & Order, Criminal Intent, Season 10 is available. Mulan 1 and 2 in a special 2-pack Blu-ray. Hitchcock, the movie that really tanked where Anthony Hopkins was doing his best Alfred Hitchcock impression, is available today.
Mermaids is the name of that movie.
Nice, Dan. Also, we've got Life of Pi, a brilliant story about an Indian, his tiger, and his lifeboat for about 5 hours. There is a movie called Willow. If you've never seen it, when I was a kid.
Tremendous.
I thought that movie was awesome.
And that's a Ron Howard movie.
Yes, and it was like the first time we ever get to meet Val Kilmer. And he's like Han Solo in a Lord of the Rings movie.
It's really good.
If you got kids and they're just bored out of everything they've already seen, Willow.
I love it.
It's like showing the kid the Goonies for the first time. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And last but not least.
I agree.
Out today is a great family fun flick. So if you're interested, Rise of the Guardians. It's CGI animation. It's fun. All your fairy tales come true. And they're action superstars beating up bad guys. So everything kids could want with a little bit of adult humor sprinkled on top that the kids won't figure out. Rise of the Guardians. Definitely worth renting. Avoid Sean Penn and Drag. That's it. That'll do it for me. Talk to you later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
Joe, good job. Thank you.
Take care, guys.
All right. Joe Hipperson brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. On the way, the Big C. That's what they like to call him, Bill Cleveland. That's what he likes to call himself, the Big C. He'll be here in just a few minutes. We need to remind everybody, I will address first renters who don't have a house to sell, okay? You're renting, you don't have a home to sell, hey, slapping you. Snap out of it! You're paying rent. You're not going to get any deduction from that. You got no equity from that. Beg, borrow, steal, scratch up a down payment. Get yourself a place, even a little place. It's time. American Equity Mortgage will help you do that. Forget about what your credit rating is. Probably not perfect. Most people don't have perfect credit. They'll work with you. They'll work fast. Get in a house, because when you get your own place, now you got something. Now you actually own a piece. It's the American dream, and you immediately have equity and start to build more equity, and that equity gives you great borrowing power. So you people who are homeowners, use that equity, for goodness sakes, to borrow money and get out of the bad debt from the money you borrowed, like on credit cards, where nobody ever really bothers to see what the interest rate is. They just charge it. If they can't pay it off, they make a minimum payment. Wow, are you paying a lot of interest? And there's no reason to do that if you can get American Equity Mortgage to get you a bill consolidation loan. They've been at it longer than anybody I know, and they're still doing it better than most. A lot of copycats. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquityMortgage.com, or 314-878-9999.
Let's see if there's any problems on the roadways right now with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Well, West, I told you westbound 64 was a pretty good run. You're just a little slow now, 270 through Mason, but you're really stacking up from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270 is stop and go on either side of Olive, and then from 64 down to Doherty Ferry. And on westbound 44, a little bit slow between Mirage and Bowles. And this traffic report brought to you by Garmin. Don't hate traffic, avoid it. Get a Garmin newbie with subscription-free HD digital traffic and keep moving. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here. Join me for the broadcast tonight, Restaurant Tuesday, of course. We are joined once again by John Johnson from River City Casino. Bacon Fest time. We'll talk about that. Also, Ed Herman on the Law, some Black and White with Ron Ramey, George Mahey and Tina Charles on TV. It starts at 9.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill, guaranteed to deliver real results? Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now, 1-800-955-2423. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now, 1-800-955-2423. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-955-2423. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-955-2423.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000, and schedule your free in-home estimate. That's St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
After 75,000 miles, switch to Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil. It's specially formulated to help fight engine breakdown in higher mileage cars. Max Life, because there's a lot of car left in your car.
It's March. Time for things to get green. But more importantly, it's time for the best college basketball teams of the country to face off in the annual Race to the Championship. It's March Madness on KTRS. From the conference tournaments to the big dance, the big sports show weeknights from 6 till 9 will bring you full coverage. Brought to you by Heartland Bank. Real life banking. Online at heartland-bank.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Anytime you hear the name of a cab company, I want you hypnotically to transpose it and think Laclede Cab. 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, rumor has it George Clooney and his girlfriend may be breaking up.
Oh, no.
I hate to hear that. Don't feel bad for George, though. He'll get a new girlfriend soon. He's got this really great pickup line. It goes like this. Hi, I'm George Clooney.
Yeah.
Well, you've been following the news today. You know, the voting is underway this week to pick a new pope.
What?
Insiders tell me odds are the old pope is set to be replaced by Jay Leno.
I knew he'd do that. Boy, you got a scratchy phone, man.
Yeah.
Is that a cordless phone?
It is. It is a wireless phone.
But not a cell phone?
It is a cell phone, yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay. Ooh, it sounds clean now. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm not really Catholic, but it's kind of fun to follow the traditions. If there's white smoke, it means they've picked a new pope. If there's black smoke, it means somebody accidentally burnt some holy pizza rolls.
I don't know why that's so funny.
A lot of people don't know that.
No, they don't.
And finally, this afternoon.
The Jay Leno line should have been the closer.
Man.
I'm telling you.
Well, Indiana couple is facing felony charges for sneaking into a movie theater.
Whoa.
Although, because it was a Sylvester Stallone movie, they're going to plead insanity.
Yeah.
I like the pizza rolls one. Is there a funnier food than pizza rolls?
No, that's a funny name.
Okay. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab. And I am Bill Cleveland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay,
First of all, they shouldn't even be pizza rolls. Pizza's pizza. It's not a roll. Shouldn't roll it up. But what do I know? Hey, don't go away. Got a really good